You're listening to SBS News.
It's time, the National Film and Sound Archive has declared, for Labor's iconic 1972 campaign song to be inducted into Australia's Recording Hall of Fame. Yes, it's time for freedom. The catchy tune, which heralded Gough Whitlam's rise to the Prime Ministership after 23 years of coalition rule, is one of 10 new additions to the Sounds of Australia registry. Archive curator Nick Henderson says it was a groundbreaking jingle.
It was one of the first that really brought a kind of a popular, in a way, glamorous kind of vision to politics in Australia.
As part of the Sounds of Australia project, each year the public is asked to nominate recordings that have helped shape Australian history and culture. A panel of industry experts then chooses from a shortlist of 40 the ones to be immortalised. Nick Henderson says some of the archived recordings date back to as early as 1896.
What we're looking for is impact on Australia. So that doesn't have to just be popularity. It could be significance in a whole range of different ways.
A collection of Indigenous dance songs that took the didgeridoo to the world. Souvenir recordings of the Melbourne Olympics closing ceremony and John Williamson's de facto national anthem True Blue are among the latest selected.
Hey, True Blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker.
There's also a classic from 60s and 70s Australian band The Master's Apprentices. The band's bass player and now music entrepreneur Glenn Wheatley says the honour comes as Because I Love You celebrates its 50th anniversary.
We decided to go to London to record, and we fortunately got in to do the album at Abbey Road in the famous studio frequented by the Beatles, of course.
He says it will be a lasting tribute to late lead singer Jim Keys, who died of cancer 6 years ago.
Unfortunately, Jim is no longer with us, but he would have been very proud of this.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.